We need something else. We need to go shopping, or we go on excessive social media, or get in an argument with someone, have road rage, or we get into alcohol. You know, we get into these vices that disallow us to actually be who we truly are. Welcome to the Rise with Diana podcast, the podcast for working women leaders who are dedicated to doing the greatest work in a sound body, mind, and spirit. I'm Diana Patton, ex-corporate executive and civil rights attorney turned entrepreneur and business coach, helping working women leaders to gain the confidence to speak up and advocate for themselves and take uncomfortable action through daily disciplined practices to experience true life success without sacrificing their sanity. It wasn't that long ago that I was taking things way too personal, secretly having something to prove, and doing my best to fake it like I had it all together. I thought the appearance of success was the glue holding my life together. But it was that appearance of success and hustling to prove my worth that was ruining my life. In this podcast, my goal is to teach you the tried and true secrets of living your greatest authentic life. You with me? Let's get ready to rise. Hey, sis, thanks for joining me on today's Rise with Diana podcast. So I have a question for you. So, I feel like we're really, really getting connected here. I know we probably only talked a few times, but I have a very serious question for you. What you doing behind the scenes? Like, how in the world is she trying to get all personal? I know, right? I am completely getting personal because here's the reason why. It's because it's the belief of the Rise with Diana community is that what you do behind the scenes is very reflective of how you show up. Now, we're going to break this down. We're going to get some help by a Dr. Joe Dispenza, who wrote a book called Breaking the Habit of Being Yourself, How to Lose Your Mind and Gain a New One. Now, I want to give you that book up front because I want to give him some serious props because he talks about this thing called the identity gap. Right? And we all have one, okay? So we're going to be talking about what you do behind the scenes is reflective of how you show up in life. And here's another thing I want you to, this is a little tweetable thing, and you probably have heard this before. How you do everything is how you do everything. And what I mean by that is you are doing things behind the scenes, and you're one way. And you have to understand that's going to fold right into the way you show up in your everyday life. You might be like, okay, Diana, give. What are you talking about? Okay, so here's the real deal. People often come to me and they say, Diana, how is it that you can, you know, be so confident? How is it that you can just go ahead and say the things that you say and you seem like you don't get rattled by these kinds of things? And it's not because I woke up like this. It's because I have been working on myself and how I am behind the scenes. You see, when no one's watching, when I'm by myself, when I am with my own internal Diana, I'm speaking to myself in a way that is lifting myself up. I am telling myself that I am abundant. I am confident. I am strong. I am God's child. You see, the behind the scenes work and what Diana knows that Diana has to do is I have to speak to myself like I like myself. And see, a lot of times behind the scenes, sis, we're not doing that. Would you agree with me? Would you agree that the behind the scenes you is taking time to talk to yourself like you like yourself? I would venture to say that the majority of the time, you're not talking to yourself like you like yourself. And so therefore, you're like two totally different people when you go in front of other people, right? You probably tell your friends more nice things about them than you do yourself, right? So who you are behind the scenes is going to impact who you are in front of others. And it starts with how you talk to yourself. So you might still be sitting there thinking, I'm not following you. So let me give you more intel into this conversation. I hear a lot of people say things like, I have imposter syndrome, where they feel they're fake. Y'all, do you feel this? You might now, oh, okay. Now you're like, oh, I know what that means. You feel fake. You don't feel like you are a real person. Or they say things like, I often have FOMO, which is fear of missing out. Well, most people who are really secure with themselves, they talk to themselves in a good way, and their behind the scenes work is working on themselves, which, as you know, in the Rise with Diana community, we call our greatest work. When that greatest work behind the scenes is doing its greatest work, the person in front of other people is confident, calm, and in a sound mind and body. And that is the goal, my friends. We have to make certain that who we are behind the scenes and who we are in front of other people is a match or close to a match. So I'm going to ask you this, and this is a little self-inventory. Is the person that you are at home in your family similar to the person that you are in front of your boss? You're like, Diana, that's not even fair. I mean, I'm completely with my husband or my kids or I'm in my house. What do you mean? Well, the studies show that the reason why often we are two totally different people is because we've been trained to be that way. We've been told, hey, work stays at work and home stays at home, which is a whole bunch of baloney. That is so not true. I know, right? It's so not true. And nowadays, people say, oh, bring your authentic self to work. We want you to show who you really are. We want you to be who you want to be because this is a place of belonging at work, which is a bunch of baloney because you don't even know who to be when you are at work. So today, I want to give you just a few things. I already gave you one, but I want to give you some more things that we need to work on so that the person behind the scenes who's the most authentic person is the person in front of other people. Now, some of you might know who that person is because you drink this thing called liquid courage, okay? It's called alcohol. And when you drink that alcohol, we get to really see who you really are, right? But wouldn't it be amazing if you could be who you really are without so much liquid courage? So this is where we're trying to get to. Authenticity, vulnerability, and the ability to be my true authentic self says that the person behind the scenes and the person in front of other people has to be closely aligned. Now, what is that going to bring? A little discomfort. But because you are a part of the Rise with Diana community, you know that we do uncomfortable things, one being myself to do my greatest work. You feel me, girl? Hey, feel me? Snap it up, because that's what I want you to feel. This is what I want you to be. So are you at 20% yourself or not yourself? Are you at 50%? Are you 100%? Like Dr. Jekyll and Mr. Hyde, right? Are you 100% completely different? I want you to do some self-assessment, okay? Really, I mean, really, what is it in your head? You can actually put it in the notes if you are watching this on YouTube or anywhere. I want you to actually put it in the comments. Like, I don't even know. I'm two totally different people, right? Well, now we have a baseline, right? You might ask, well, what causes such a deep wedge between the person you are behind the scenes and the person you are in front of other people? Well, according to Dr. Joe Dispenza in his book, Breaking the Habit of Being Yourself, How to Lose Your Mind and Gain a New One, he says that the reason for the big identity gap is these things called blame, shame, guilt, unforgiveness. All of these things cause us to be different people. If we break it down, a lot of us don't really know who we are. Either we've been told that we need to be quiet, or someone said something to you and laughed at you for being yourself. Or maybe you were teased when you were a kid for the superpowers that you have. Maybe you were like me and you talked loud and you used your hands and you had sisters who said, you always talk so much. I'm tired of you talking so much, right? Be quiet. You don't always have to be the center of attention. Quit trying to outshine everybody. What is it for you? So you might have some shame in there, right? You might have some body at your job. Somebody said something to you, gave you the side eye, reminded you of your Uncle Joe or your Sister Sally, and it made you get in your corner. Right. And so now every time you see, you know, Joe Smith come walking down the hall after lunch, you go walking the other way. Causes you not to be yourself. You feeling me? You see, because when other people or other situations have this control over you, you can't be yourself. You're giving your power away. You are not allowing people to see the true, authentic you. So, what's the work, Diana? Well, you're probably guessing what it is. You see, your greatest work comes in when you decide that no one else is responsible for me but me. I am responsible for me to be me. And it doesn't come from, you know, I'm not against all these things, but you can see how they can be the replacement for you doing your greatest work. You see, some of us, when we don't feel who we truly are, we need something else. We need to go shopping, or we go on excessive social media, or we get in an argument with someone, or we, you know, have road rage, or we get into alcohol. You know, we get into these vices that disallow us to actually be who we truly are. So I want to give you these three things for you to do, and I really want you to practice this, okay? I already gave you the first one. One, start talking to yourself like you like yourself. And that might be odd to you, because some of you probably are from the 1990s, right? Saturday Night Live, the guy who says, I'm smart and gosh darn it, people like me, you know? Yes, that's exactly what I want you to do. Because it's going to be really, really difficult for a lot of us to really speak to ourselves like we like ourselves. But that's where it starts. That's number one. The second thing is, I would love for you to begin to carve out time in the morning to just have 15 minutes or so for you to get into what I like to call a daily practice. And it starts by just spending time meditating. You might think, oh my gosh, she's telling me to meditate. Who does that freaky stuff? Well, you. That's what the Rise with Diana community does. Girl, you need to get yourself a sound mind. And meditation is one of the best ways to do that. So Here's how we're going to start it off. I'm going to ask you to get your phone in the morning time, and I'm going to ask you to carve out 15 minutes before anyone gets up. And I want you to take your phone, and I want you to put the timer on it for 2 minutes. Okay? And don't do this if you're driving right now. But if you're at home, this might be a good time, or a break when you're at work. And I want you to take your phone, and I want you to put on it 2 minutes. All right? If you have the most important phone, which I call iPhone, if you got the other one, I don't know what you, where you find it at. But an Apple, if you do want to be my sponsor, I'm okay with that. So you pull out your phone, you put 2 minutes on it, and then guess what I ask you to do? I want you to sit in a comfortable chair. I want you to take deep breath in through your nose and out through your nose. And I want you to take another deep breath in through your nose and out through your nose. And I want you to do that being mindful of your breath for 2 minutes. Now, after those 2 minutes, you might say, this was the longest 2 minutes of my entire life, right? Well, now, isn't it interesting that we have a hard time controlling our own mind for 2 minutes, but we want to control everybody else and everything else? What does this practice allow you to do? It really helps you as you get better at it day by day, because I am up to 45 minutes to an hour of meditation and visualization, of visualizing the life that I want, right? Because when you can sit in meditation, it allows you to get to know you. It allows you to get to see some of your hurts, some of the habits, and some things that are going on in your life. So first things first, I want you to start speaking to yourself like you like yourself. Second thing, I want you to do your meditation. And third, I want you to be aware during your day when you start acting like somebody that you don't know. You start acting and portraying yourself with some other type of personality that you've taken on, right? So it's just getting into a level of awareness. And I want you to start journaling about that, right? I want you to start, and I want you to tell me about it, okay? So this is what we gonna have to do, right? You feeling me? I want you to share this with your friends. I want you to talk about this, right? Is we've got to find a way to make that identity gap a little bit more narrow, right? Day by day, being your true, authentic self. All right, you feeling me? All right, so like and subscribe, tell your friends about this podcast. And did you take my Speak Up and Rise quiz? I hope that you do. Follow me on social media. Let's stay connected. Until then, we'll see you next time. Thank you for being with me today. If you found value in this podcast, be sure to like and subscribe to be notified of weekly content. You can also learn more and follow along with me on any social media channel and by going to risewithdiana.com.